It's so nice to see you, Dick.
It's nice to see you, Dick. How have you been?
Pleasure.
This young man is having a baby first. I'm very happy for him. His lovely wife. And he are expecting any day now.
Any day now. She just went to the doctor today, and they found out she's 1 centimeter dilated, whatever that means.
That means it's closer than it was yesterday.
So how you been?
Well, I can answer any questions about real estate or anything else also without the insults to Danny and the verbiage of ridiculousness. People think they're going to miss Ben, or you can ask me anything about any subject, and if I know something, I'll tell you. If I don't, I don't BS and say, oh, I know about that.
Well, it's such a breath of fresh air to not have him sitting here fucking breathing down my neck. Don't you agree?
Oh, well, I don't do this, so
yeah,
I would have left a long time ago.
So what the fuck have you been up to? You've been, you live a crazy life.
It's kind of like,
I saw you on the beach on the 4th of July, and you were basically like wrangling cattle with all those kids. You were like running around with Jack and all his friends, Turner and all his friends, and they were lighting off fireworks, and you were just in the middle of like a tornado. Is that every day?
I mean, it's kind of like living the Truman Show.
Oh, fix your mic. Get your mic a little bit closer. So like, see how like it's about like 2 inches from my mouth? You go. Perfect.
You had that short fat man here, so
yeah.
This guy was big.
No, actually, the last one, this Jimmy Hart was sitting there a couple of days ago.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I interrupted.
No, it's.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Simple. You have a kid streaming,
yeah,
all the time, mm-hmm, all night, and I have a, you should have it here, on-air light, it says on-air.
Should get one of those.
A blue on-air light.
Did you get that for him?
Yeah, so that people wouldn't just walk in his room.
A little bit closer with the mic, sorry.
More closer.
You can just freaking force it up, yeah, it'll there you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, good, we gotta get that good ASMR on my concho.
So Turner's in there streaming, and I hear him. He plays horns.
Yeah,
he's got like ox horns and all these weird things and yelling. But you, unless you're watching on Twitch, it's a bizarre thing because I'm in there working and I'm hearing this screaming and I don't know what he's talking about. And then Jack is shooting videos and editing all the time. But we live on the beach, so we have always have a lot of activities there.
Yeah.
And it's actually quieter than it used to be. When they were smaller, in their teens, we'd have 30, 40 kids a night walking around driving me nuts. So this has been like the vacation time.
So what is it? Did they kick you out of the house? Where do you stay?
There's four bedrooms, and we have a room. We have a bedroom outside.
So they kicked you outside. Are you living in the shed?
No, but I have. Turner's bought a new house, so he'll be.
Did he?
Yeah.
Where at?
I can't say.
Well, give me like a general idea. Don't give me the address. Come on.
It's on the mainland side of the intercoastal.
Okay. You got a place to park the new jet skis?
Yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful house. And he got a great buy on it, guys. He knocked them down quite a bit of money, which makes a difference. They love my mic to be close.
They want it close. Wow. So he bought a new house, huh?
Yeah.
Did you help him negotiate that deal, or did he do that all himself?
Yeah, no. He doesn't have time.
He doesn't do nothing.
He does not have time. I mean, we got New York Times wants to do an interview. And the guy's like, I can't get him.
Right.
He gets up, he eats, might go and get something, he comes back, does some stuff, he's back online.
He doesn't leave the house. Rarely.
Rarely. I mean, to eat. But, right. I mean, he's a, people that tell me, well, I wish I could do this and I wish I could do that. Here's the point. If you're going to do something, then do it all the time.
Right.
He does it 7 days a week. He did it for probably 2 years, and he was making like $3 an hour, $2 an hour. And he never complained.
Right.
You know, I hear people, I hate my job. Well, no, you hate what you picked. You picked it. Nobody in America is made to take a job. You choose it, whether it's McDonald's or Burger King or
Publix
or whatever. But to go back to real estate, to all those people watching,
Turner is in real estate.
Right. Well, he's big real estate. He bought a giant warehouse and a nice house. But I met a guy about 15 years ago, was working at the Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I would come through and he'd always talk to me. And then one day he said, I'm retiring. I said, how can you retire? He said, I've worked three minimum wage jobs for the last 20 years, and he owned eight duplexes, and he bought them all from, he never went to management. He was a minimum wage, but he took his money and built an empire.
Really?
And was able to retire. So don't tell me I can't do it. It's a matter of giving up your playing and your free time to work. This guy had given up all his free time so he could work and three minimum wage jobs, and he was able to buy eight duplexes. So it's possible for anyone.
How long did he have to work at KFC to afford eight duplexes?
He worked there 25, 30 years.
Holy shit.
But he worked there. He worked at like Taco Bell and Burger King. He had three different low wage jobs. I mean, in those days, it was probably $4.50, $5.50 an hour. Now, I went somewhere yesterday and it was $19 an hour. Well, you can make money if you work.
Now, do you think that the whole time he worked there, he planned to, this is what his plan was the whole time, to buy real estate and retire? Are you saying that, like,
I would say that somewhere along the line, he made the decision to buy his first duplex.
Right.
And then he just added to it.
Right, right, right.
See? But I mean, that is one of the most incredible stories I've ever heard of a low income person. So it is possible. Now, if you got three kids, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, right.
I had four.
So maybe you can give some good parenting advice to people out there who are having kids. You raised a couple phenoms.
Well, none of them went to school. Ever. Four kids, no school.
Why?
What for?
That's what everyone does. It's just what you're supposed to do, right?
Well,
your kids grow up and they go to school.
Well, that's if you want them to be the cookie cutter kids. And in today's world, I wouldn't want kids in school because they're probably through the third or fourth grade, they get educated. And then after that, it's all about who you know, what you wear, what drugs are available. I mean, I talk to kids all the time. There's drug dealers in every school. They know who they are. And I'm like, and then you go by the schools and there was fences and you know, guards. This girl said to me something yesterday. She was a housekeeper that I have once a week. Don't think I'm rich, guys. She cost me $50 for 2 hours. And her daughter was there, and she was talking about school. And I said, have you ever heard of kids going in and shooting up restaurants or grocery stores? I said, why do kids go and shoot at schools? Because they hate school. Hello?
Right.
So that's where the problem is. And the system says, well, the way we're going to deal with it, we're going to put more people in there with guns. I'm like, that's probably not a good idea.
Right.
Maybe they need to look at the way they deal with children and education as the problem. See, here's what I thought all along.
So is this the main motivation for you not putting your kids through traditional public schools? Is that the main reason that you didn't do that?
The main reason was I wanted to raise the best Fortnite player in the world.
Of course. Yes, and, we all know that. And it worked like a fucking charm.
And he was not allowed to play video games. They didn't have computers. They didn't have phones.
Yeah.
I would say, go outside and go play on the beach. Now, I would keep an eye on them when they were younger, but it was because I worked out of the house. I was able to do that. Not everyone can do it. I think that the main motivation is when I went to school after the sixth grade, I never learned a thing. Yeah. I already was testing at a high school level. And what they do is they dumb it down. The dumbest kid in the room is taught, and you got to sit there and listen to it over and over and over.
Right.
And I think the other problem with schools is that it's all age grades. So kids that are, like, when you get into high school, well, he's a freshman, I'm a junior.
Yeah.
I'm a senior, and you're a lousy. And what it does is it gets this system ingrained in kids that younger is worse. If you're younger, you're not as good.
Yeah.
And fraternization with the younger people.
Well, that's not just in school, though, is it? I mean, there's like a pecking order in a lot of.
That's where they learned. Yeah. My kids have, you know, they can go out with somebody that's 25 or 18, and they don't look at it the same way that other people do.
Don't you worry about social skills? Didn't you think about, like, maybe, like, that's the one thing you think of when kids are homeschooled. Like, they're not going to have proper social skills. They're not going to be able to interact with kids. They don't have to deal with bullies. They're not going to be able to be nervous to talk to a girl in the hallway. There's like all those different little things that people get when they're in a public school. Did you ever think about that?
I got those. That my friends all said that.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? And the other one was, they'll never have a job and make money. Well, Turner's got 25 million people on social media. Jack's got 12 million. Right. So I would assume their social skills are pretty good now. But they went, you know, we went to parks every day. We lived on the beach, so it was a public beach.
Right.
They dealt with thousands of people. We weren't Amish hiding in the hills. You know what I mean? I mean, that's really the difference. Is if you actually are around people. I mean, I got people were when I sent them to tumbling when they were younger.
Right.
Like 3, 4, and 5.
It's like gymnastics.
And my friends go, that's not for boys. And I go, okay. Turner's jumping off 80 and 90 foot bridges now doing flips on YouTube. So, you know, they're, all the building blocks came to fruition. Jack and Turner would not be able to work for the two biggest companies in the world, Google and Amazon, because neither has a high school education, but they make a lot of money from both.
Right.
Right. And my daughter's running a marketing for a company called Skinny Mixers.
Uh-huh.
And their growth is so phenomenal. I told the boys, I think she might outdo you guys. So the proof's in the pudding. What do you need school for? Let's go through it.
Well, you're one case, though. I mean, how many?
Zuckerberg quit college. Bill Gates quit college. Steven Jobs went to one semester. Case closed.
In college, though. They all went to high school and middle school.
Yeah, but I guarantee you those guys, after about sixth or seventh grade, they didn't even hear what the teacher was talking about because they were too smart.
Right.
See? You could go online and educate yourself. There are people all over the world now doing that. They can go on this, what's that, Khan Academy. You're having trouble at school, or you want to learn anything. You want to learn math. You want to learn history. Go to Khan Academy.
Yeah, you can learn anything on YouTube.
But Khan Academy takes you from the start, because I had one kid, the youngest, who was a little behind.
Yeah.
So we started over. We started at first level, and I got him up to high school level in about 6 weeks.
Okay.
On Khan Academy. Now, and then when I got into algebra, I did not take it in high school, so I didn't know it. But history, it's all pretty simple. It's reading and learning.
Right. Yeah, I
remember how the school system is set up. Here's how it's set up. Now it's like a prison to me. They got locked areas. You can't leave. They lock the doors in your room. And then someone comes in and goes through the roll call, I assume. And then most of the kids, this is what I hear from kids.
Yeah.
The kids are all on their phone in class. So what does it mean to go to school? Right?
Right. No, I agree.
It's a babysitter.
Especially college with how expensive it is. And
That's so people can go into debt.
They can go into debt.
And owe money,
to
work. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. See, 30 years ago, you were told to go to college because you needed it. Now, because the economies and the opportunities are there, you don't need it. That's why the three guys I mentioned, they didn't finish school because there was no sense in it.
Right.
If you're going to start your own company, then you definitely don't need education.
Yeah, I know at 90% of the people I know who went to college and got a degree are either A, not working in that field right now, or B, still trying to find a job. And across the board, I mean, you can pretty much say, by and large, people who are like Ben or like, you know,
Ben didn't
phenoms,
go to school.
Right, no, Ben dropped out of middle school.
I know.
That's people who like that, they always have stories of how they dropped out of school. Right. They didn't finish school. They found their own path.
There was a song done in the 60s, and they talked about it, about how it was just cookie cutter. And this is the biggest problem in America. They don't allow you to think. They want to tell you how to think, the way you should think, and they don't allow thinking anymore. So if you're going to go out and run a business on your own and start something, it's the worst place to be because they're stifling you.
How so?
They're telling you how to think. In business, you have to create something. If you're told just to do it this way and you got to do it that way,
right?
You can't think outside the box. You can't create.
Right.
Stifling innovation. And you know, the way people are talking is, we want free college and free medical care and all this stuff. And I'm like, well, why are you complaining about Russia? You just bring the Russian president over and or Chinese president. That's what they do in those countries.
Yeah.
You do what they say, and there's no innovation. There's no business except the state. And I don't see that as an advantage.
Right.
We wouldn't have rap music then. They don't have rap music in China.
Dude, they don't?
No. Absolutely.
How do you know?
Not.
Have you been there?
I'm 100%. Because I watch streaming. Do-ya and Hu-ya are the Twitches of China. You can put it right on there.
Do-ya and Hu-ya?
D-O-U-Y-A.
Okay.
And H-U-Y-A. H-U-Y-A is on the New York Stock Exchange.
And these are, what are these, two kids that stream?
No. They're companies.
They're companies.
Tencent gave each of them $450 million, both companies, and said, which of you are going to become the biggest streaming company? That's what they do in China. They made the competitors. The same company gave both money to both competitors.
And the name of this company is what?
Huya, H-U-Y-A.
No, the company that gave both of them money.
Tencent.
Tencent.
Tencent's one of the biggest companies in the world.
Okay.
They own 40% of Epic.
Really?
Jones Fortnite, yeah.
What the fuck?
But what they're doing over there, I'll ask you a question. On Twitch, what do you think the percentage of Twitch streamers, the audience doesn't know, Twitch is owned by Amazon.
Right.
And it's where people play games, and in the corner there's a little TV screen with a streamer, which is the guy playing the game, and then people like donate money or
subscribe
for $4 a month.
And your son Tfue is the most viewed streamer on Twitch, right?
Correct.
At the current time being.
I mean, he could have been bigger if he'd have played Apex Legends in January. He chose not to.
Maybe
everybody went to that, and Shroud, who never competes, Shroud is a streamer. Which brings me back to my point, Danny. What percentage do you think on Twitch are gamers that stream?
99%?
Probably 96.
High 90s, right? I don't know of anybody who's not.
China.
I know Bubba the Love Sponge is on Twitch.
Right. That's his only audience. What percentage do you think in China are gamers?
What percentage of what?
Of the billion people.
Of all the people.
Right. No, not a billion streaming.
I have no idea. What percentage is the U.S. stream?
Like 99% are gamers.
Oh, okay.
What percentage
I see what you're saying.
Chinese
streamers are gaming.
Yeah.
100.
10%.
What? What does everyone else do?
90%. This will blow your mind. This is why we're
going
to
build. I see where this is going.
We're building a streaming center for this. 90% of China streaming on Huya and Duya are women. And
what
they're
do women
not
do?
Gaming. They're just talking, entertaining. They're entertainers. And what I saw is a huge opening because everyone in the U.S. wants to do gaming. But here's the point. They've got...
So they want just like lonely dudes to have conversations with chicks on Twitch.
You know, you can put it in that.
I
don't really care.
Right, anybody.
We're going to build a streaming center with women streamers. And then we're going to put Turner Gaming in China on Huya.
You're going to send...
No, I'm not sending him. He's going to sit right here. We're going to have him get... There's another Chinese gamer that's on, like, Optic. And Optic got a deal with Huya last week. And I went,
okay.
Turner and him can play. And this guy speaks Mandarin, so he can talk to Turner, interpret. So Turner will be the first, and this guy, streamers streaming from the U.S. into China. See? Yeah. I have the bigger picture. The bigger picture is they've got hundreds of millions, maybe I think they're at 800 million people watching Huyin Duya. What do you got with Twitch? It's probably 15, 20 million. So the audience is dwarfs. And it and when you scale it out, I'd rather have 200 million Chinese.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And Turner will be one of the first guys to stream over there. Then we're going to bring Chinese women here and teach them streaming here. And then they'll stream back into China from here.
Wow. That seems like quite the plan.
It's a great plan.
It sounds like a great plan.
You make that's how you make hundreds of millions. Is what people think is that China is backwards. They're behind us. But the truth is they're ahead of us for the simple reason is Apple sends the phones over there. They know how a phone works before the public here gets it. Their engineers are already reverse engineered. That's why they're eating Apple's lunch over there. We send them the phone technology. They're building the next X phone for Apple.
Yeah.
Well, their guys, they steal everything and build it in their phones already. So they're further advanced in this country because we're giving them the technology or they're stealing it and they're building out. And because the system is socialist and not capitalist,
right,
they can take all of it and train it on one segment like computers or technology or missiles. But they're way far advanced than people think. They think they're a backward country, you know, walking around with a rickshaw. They're sadly mistaken.
Interesting. So you're going to take Chinese girls and put them...
Women. We're not taking anybody under 18.
That's well,
not
I, when I said girls, I mean... Right. Right. You know what I mean.
Well, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, clarification. There's no, and Chinese women, and you want to...
Stream them.
Stream them all from one location and this is where is this going to happen in the warehouse?
In the studio.
Studio, okay.
And it'll be a separate portion. It'll be a separate company run by a woman. All the women will work with women. There will be no men. I don't want to get into all that crap.
Right. You know, right
I'm
right.
not going to, I don't want to, oh, he said this. That's not going to happen. It's going to be a straight up, straight as a string, run it like a business. A woman runs it. Nobody will say we're taking advantage. Yeah, we're funding it.
Okay.
But we're going to empower and make millionaires of women.
Okay.
I bet you we'll have in 5 years, we'll have 100 women worth over $10 million.
And so,
everybody in the gaming will be fighting over the peanuts.
Wait, who is going to watch that? Like, so who are these women? What are they going to do on this live stream?
Well, a lot of them, like Pokimane,
she plays video games.
They can play video games. It doesn't matter. They can talk. A lot of them, Pokimane, who's the Bitwise user, she's got over 3 million on Twitch. And she knows how to do it, you know. There's a lot of others, but most of it is chat that they do.
Right.
You ever seen that? Just Chat, it's called?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just talk. It's what you're it's communication.
But why wouldn't they just do that? Like, I'm just going to be the devil's advocate. Why wouldn't these girls just do it on their own? Why would they need to go to your studio to do it?
Well, they're not going to. All right. How are they going to learn how to be on Instagram, how to integrate the content into Facebook, how to make YouTube videos, how to be on podcasts that we have. And we have the big enchilada. Turner's got an audience every night of 30, 50, 100,000. So when he stops, one of them goes on and takes his audience, and then we piggyback like 3 or 4 people. So kids get new people they'd never seen. So we're going to create huge audiences.
Right.
And then when the girls get bigger, we're going to take the other girls and piggyback. but we're going to teach them business, how to make money, how to monetize, and not take 80% and ridiculous contracts. A lot of them will actually employ them, give them insurance. We'll do it like a business, not like a clown show.
I don't know if Turner's going to agree to this. You might be on your own, Dick.
That's all right.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know if it doesn't sound like something
he'd be into.
Hey, it's a big building.
Yeah, it's a big building.
And I've talked to him about it. We have companies.
He doesn't want to do anything but play. But
yeah,
he doesn't want to do anything but stream.
That's fine. It's a big building.
Yeah,
we have a big building. I'm gonna rent it from him. He's gonna make money. He may never even know what's going on.
Right.
See.
What does he do? What's the status on that building? What are you doing with it? What's like the current state? Are you guys renovating it right now?
I just painted and cleaned it up.
I saw you all the SpongeBob things that Jack built outside. Yeah.
It's a slow process.
Yeah.
We got to get it up to code and all that stuff. And there's a couple of companies that want to put money in the studio, which is separate from Turner. See, if they put it in the studio, it goes in a corporation, and that operates. He'll have a piece of it, I'm sure. But
you'll cut him into the business.
I don't even want it. I'll give it to him.
Yeah.
If I run it for 2 years, I'll say here, and go back to enjoying my life.
Right.
I mean, I have.
It looks like you are enjoying your life pretty well right
but
now.
But see, I'm trying to change streaming in America. That's a big task, but it's so simple because if 90% of streaming in China is women streaming, it obviously works.
Right.
It works. Nobody does it here because it's all around gaming and making that $450 a month, but somebody can get $450 a month from, because she's attractive, and they may not be attractive. I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care what race. I don't care what background. I don't care about any of that. I want to empower people to make money.
Yeah,
that's what I'm good at. On social media, and I know all of them. I know all the platforms. I know.
Yeah, you learned because of Turner and Jack, right?
I don't know if I learned. I didn't have any choice.
You didn't have any choice because they were doing
cause
it.
Yeah, because I know all the people on YouTube. I know the people on Instagram. I know Snapchat.
Yeah.
Snapchat.
You're on Snapchat?
Oh, yeah.
What the hell are you doing on Snapchat?
People that want to watch.
Oh, give
them some snaps. What do you want me to do?
I don't want to know what the fuck you're doing on Snapchat, Dick.
Nothing. I'm G-rated as they get.
Yeah.
I'm G-rated.
What is up? I saw on your Instagram, you have like random people you run into, and then you like shout them out and say they're going to be the next
thing. Here's the point.
Instagram models, right?
Yeah. Because it's a gag.
You're just goofing
around. No, I do it. Yeah. But I thought I could do it once or twice a week. And it would be interesting if someone found it to be, because I don't do anything else with them. I do it once.
Right.
And I go, I'll walk up and I'll say, you're the next Instagram model. And they start laughing and I'll just click the camera on and film them and then post it because it's genuine. Yeah. See, very little do I do with the boys when the camera's on where you're not in character, but the camera's on.
Yeah.
So I like to catch people, the camera, and catch them in their unassuming mode. And maybe one or two of them does well. I'd love that,
Yeah.
Because everyone has that, I want to be famous. And it's like some kid came up to the beach and said, you're famous. And I go, it's not worth a warm bucket of spit. Because I don't get a discount at the restaurant. Nobody pay. I make nothing from it. I make zero. Okay? Oh, you got 107,000 on Instagram. Well, yeah. But
you have 107,000 followers on Instagram?
I think it's 106. They didn't like my party the other day.
Why? What happened at the party?
I don't know.
You lost followers?
I lost. Oh, desperate. you know, all Turner has to do is spit my way and they come. So, what does that mean?
Wait, but I don't understand. What didn't they like about you?
I don't know. I don't care. It means nothing. It's like losing my hair. I don't have hair. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's silly. You know, my age, it doesn't matter. I'm not making a living from it. If I was making a living, then I'd be concerned.
Right. Well, your son's making a living from it.
Well, yeah, I'm glad they are. You know, I get a lot of grief because I used to be Jug Squad Dad. Do you know that on Instagram?
And you changed it to Tfue's Dad.
Why I did?
Well, that's not fair to Jack.
Why? He put me in his video, and I said, you don't even tag me. You know what his
comment was? I was Jack, and you changed your name from Jug Squad Dad to Tfue's Dad, I'd be pissed.
Why?
Because it's not fair.
He doesn't call me out.
You just changed it because he's got more followers. That's not fair, Dad.
That wasn't why I did it. You're favoriting
the other kid.
No, Jack had that for years. Jack has never. I said to him, "You made this video on 4th of July, and you tag everyone but me." You know what he says to me? Well, you have more followers than any of them put together. And I said, "That's because I'm more interesting. They like me." And your guys have no appeal. That's my fault. I didn't do that.
So that's why you changed it.
No, why I changed it. Here's why I changed it. Is Turner got banned and had people didn't know where he was. He wasn't on YouTube.
Right.
He wasn't on. And so I changed.
Why did he get banned again?
I don't remember that.
He got term. Like Twitch that, has that, super that, strict.
Yeah. It's
anyways,
it's,
what yeah. you're what were you saying?
So. No one knew he was alive or dead, so I put Tfue's Dad, and media was quoting me. And so I just left it on. I tried three times to give it to two of my kids. I said, I don't even want it. Mm-hmm. Take the 100 and whatever. Take all these idiots and get them off my, and they wouldn't take them. So I'm stuck with it.
You're stuck with Tfue's Dad.
No, I'm not. I'll change it. It's just not.
What are you going to change it to?
I don't know. I'll make something up. I was Mike Honcho.
Yeah.
I was Dick Savage, and I was Jug Squad Dad. I don't stay with the thing.
You're just an ever-evolving
because they
personality.
They change when we do different things.
Yeah.
On the, you know, then people, like, if I go out, people yell, "Hey, Mike!" Hi. Or Dick or Richard. They don't, you know, I get called a lot of things.
Well, that's because you're driving around in Tfue's car, right?
No, he won't let me drive
it. He won't let you drive it?
No. Pierce and I drove up late one night. Jack was out there in the ocean. So we went up to, you know, bring him some towels.
Mm-hmm.
And Pierce put the seat all the way up and left the towels in there. So he thought I had a party in his car. You know, that's the new thing now. They put it on autopilot and
right.
fool around.
Right.
And, of course, I told him, I said, me fooling around would never happen in 1,000 years, so you don't have to worry about that. I'm like a monk.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Monkeying around.
So let's go back. I find it interesting what you were saying about the KFC guy who invested all that money in the duplexes, the 8 duplexes. Is that sort of the same thing that Turner did? Did he know or did you know when he was spending all this time in his room playing video games for hours on end every day? Were you concerned at all that he, like this kid needs to figure out what he's going to do with his life and figure out a career?
No.
Or did you guys know that, yeah, he's going to
no.
eventually turn this into a career?
No. He just was working 10, 12 hours. From 6 to
working
6, 6 at night
playing.
To 6 in the morning. Well, it's work. If you put me in front of a computer terminal, I don't care what. If I'm playing online poker
right.
for 12 hours, buddy, that's work.
Right. I understand it's. Know? I understand now it's
but
definitely
at
work.
The time,
but back then, you may not have thought it was work. What I'm trying to say is, in the beginning, you may not have perceived it that way. You may have thought, "Oh, this kid's just obsessed with video games." That's what anyone would.
No, I didn't even think about that.
He's definitely making money.
It was no different than if Turner and Jack could have been easily pro surfers. Easily, they'd be the top 2 pros in the world, or in the top 5, guaranteed. but that's not the path they took. And Jack, you know, and the other thing that torques me lately is some group said they made Turner's career. Well, that's the biggest crock I've ever heard in my life. Turner made Turner's career. He's been on YouTube for 12 years, which predates the guys that think they know YouTube and all this, who are trying to claim they helped him. Jack helped him. They were on YouTube. He was famous all over the world for at least 6 or 7 years. And the gaming was just a different... He gravitated to it. He wanted to game. So he gamed. I didn't need his money.
Did you know he was making money in the beginning, though?
Well, he showed me the... He came to me at a contract when he was like 18.
Okay.
They paid peanuts. You know, right. I'd read it over and I'd say, sure, sign it, doesn't matter.
I find it interesting how there's a couple of videos on YouTube talking about how they offered, and I'm probably completely saying this the wrong way, but they said that they offered a transfer or something. They were going to transfer him. Transfer his like he's a NFL player or an NBA player. Like, what the fuck? Can you do that? Is that even a real thing?
That's just...
Oh, we're going to transfer you to this other company.
That's grasping at straws.
What is that?
I mean, that's like saying...
Is there like... I mean, well, the NBA and NFL, there's players unions, right?
Right.
So... Right. Regulated. This is not regulated. These are just private businesses.
And this is not athletics. There's, you know, that NCAA, about a month or two ago,
right,
said it absolutely is not sports. 100%. We are not. All the colleges started doing e-sports. The word e is electronic.
Yes.
The word sports is sports. And the NCAA said, we will not make it a sport no matter what you say. No matter what you say. So it's already pretty much people know. It's ridiculous. Sitting in a chair, pressing your fingers is not a sport. Playing with a little. And to try and portray that is it's ludicrous.
If it's not a sport, what is it?
It's entertainment. It's okay. Is card playing, World Poker Tour, is that a sport?
That's a good question.
It's not. It's entertainment. We're playing.
But I can
cards.
See how it could be defined loosely as a sport, I think. I mean, you could. What else would you call it?
It's a game. It's a game.
It's a game, but sports are games.
You're a gamers. But they're trying to say baseball and football and playing a game on a computer is not. The word e-sports makes sense. But to make it broader and say it's a sport here's why they're trying to do that. The big old companies, NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, hockey, those owners want to own sports teams. So they are now buying esports teams and folding them in and saying, we're in this. And it's esports because... They're losing all the audiences. I talk to, you know, young people all the time that come over looking for Turner and Jack. And I said, do you play sports? No. What do? I game. I'm on the computer. So what does that tell you? Down the line, baseball, football, basketball are going to be history. Because when all these kids grow up, they're not going to watch it. They don't play it. See, that's the big problem. They don't participate in the schools, so they're not going to play the... If you don't play baseball, you're not going to watch baseball. If you don't play football, you're not going to watch it.
Right.
And it's going away, and all the owners know it. So they're trying to buy esports teams so they can make the model the same as football and put their money in that. And that's why there's all this money rushing into the thing.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Okay, so that's how those you got. That's how... One of the big ways that these esports companies like FaZe are raising money from guys like that,
as
advertisers.
But,
right. And
but see what Turner did, and he was not the guy that, I mean, it just evolved. up to this point, the gamers were Dr. Disrespecto, Dr. Lupo, Tim the Tat Man. These guys have been doing it for 7, 8, 9 years on Twitch, and they had like 1.5 million, 2 million. That's all they had. Then Fortnite came in, and Ninja was brilliant. He said,
"Yeah,
here's what he came up with. When you get Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch subscription. So if I want to watch Ninja, I go to Mommy and Daddy," and he was telling kids, "Go to Mom and Dad and say, 'Can I have the free subscription?' Then they can chat with him directly. They're allowed to write on there."
Right.
So he figured this out and got this huge following, and he was making $1 million a month last year, a year ago.
Who was Ninja?
Ninja. Because he figured it out quicker than anyone else, and the real gamers were not real happy with this guy because he's blue hair, he's mainstream, and he had brilliant marketing. They blew him up.
Yeah.
And Turner, as you know, because you came in early on, you were in and wanted to do that. And I knew that he was going to blow up because I got a video, because I watch YouTube all the time. And I saw it was at like 70 or 80,000. Turner is the best Fortnite player in the world. So I watched the video and I understood enough to know this guy was, I mean, it's subjective. To say you're the best out of 250 million is a little, Turner will be the first to say. There's probably many people better.
Right.
That's absurd. But when that guy said it, that's when he blew up. That's when he just, and then people started watching him. That was before he signed.
Who was it that said that?
I don't know. The video's on there.
Okay.
Like 6 million now or 8 million. It blew up. Wow. And blew him up, and that's when the guys thought, oh, we'll just sign him to a contract and make a lot of money off him.
Yeah.
I mean, the kid was living in my house since he was born.
Yep.
He went out to Hollywood maybe last year 80, 90 days. And the guys that were there, drunk all the time, go, well, we made this guy who he is. I'm like... And they came to my house, and I said, he didn't do anything for him. You think you did, and people can listen to your lies, but the truth is the kid did it on his own from his incredible skills. He won tournaments. It's like saying Michael Jordan started with the Chicago Bulls. The team sucked, okay? He sucked for years. Did the Bulls come out when he won the first? We made him.
Right.
If he hadn't been here, do you think if Michael Jordan had gone to the Lakers or the Knicks, they would have been the winners?
Right.
Turner could have gone to Joe's Bar and Grill and played in Poughkeepsie, New York, and he'd have still been the best. See? So to take somebody's credit, have you heard me say, I made Turner. If it wasn't for me, that's crap.
Yeah, it's that's kind all of a cheap, about, yeah.
No, that's such bull. You do not take credit for anyone. Now, if you're married to them, then I think it's a different story. I think the partner has the right to say, I helped them be successful, see? But anything where you say, I made them, the only guys that make anyone were the old mafia when they made a lieutenant, a made man.
Yeah.
And that wasn't a good thing because you didn't have a long career after that.
Yeah. How much money is this kid making right now?
I don't know.
Can you guess?
Nah, I don't even care.
No clue.
I don't care. He doesn't care. I don't have anything to do with life. It has to do with...
Money has nothing to do with life?
Not in this instance. When he was making $200 a week doing 80 hours, I'd say to him kiddingly, and Jack always brings it up, I'd say, you know, you could make $7 an hour washing dishes and you'd be making 3 times the amount of money. And I would say it kiddingly to him. I wouldn't tell him, you need to quit that gaming crap and go get a job. I never said that. Never.
Never.
I told Jack when he was 18, I said, I got a free paid college plan. Are you going to go to school? He goes, no. I said, well, then you're going to have to go down and get a job at Publix. And he said, is there another way? And I said, yeah, the fame game.
The fame game.
Yeah, the fame game. You can make it on YouTube, but you can't make it making skimboarding videos. You have to become an entertainer. You have to. And that's when he went out. He got a couple of YouTubers, and he blew up with that, the Slender Man on the beach.
Yeah.
That was his first break.
And the drinking prank, too, right?
Well, that was a little, that was with Turner.
Yeah.
That's the big, yeah. That's why when people say, we made this guy a big star. Turner's got 18 million on YouTube from 8 years ago. Right. So don't tell me you did something. He knew how. He could stop gaming today. We were laughing about this. He said to me, I can make a vlog every day and never game and have, he could have more than Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
If he wanted to do that, he can do anything he wants. He'd be the best hamburger flipper if he was flipping hamburgers. And he'd just be the same person. He'd be just as happy. Same with Jack. Jack goes out and digs in the dirt and finds megalodon and shark's teeth for fun. He's not doing it for money. He's cataloging and showing. Because what they try and do is they do things and share it with their audience to motivate and get kids to go, wow, I'm just sitting here playing games. I can jump off a bridge. I can do whatever. I mean, we don't tell you to jump off a bridge. You'll probably break your neck. It's probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
30 feet is probably the max I did.
Is it true that he made, people are claiming out there that he made over like $15 million last year?
That's absurd.
If he's making, even close. He didn't make.
I don't even think he made a mil.
What? Come on.
Not after taxes. He did. I can't get into it, but it's. I mean, they made.
Well, let's put it in perspective.
They made $70 million.
Let's put it into perspective for the people that are listening.
Yeah.
How successful, how much money someone like Turner can make.
Now, this year's different, but I'm not going to talk about that. He's doing much better this year.
Can we put it in a ballpark?
No, I'm not going to. I don't speculate on people's income, whether it's yours, mine, or a guy I meet. I don't. I don't know what it is, so I'm not going to talk about it. Why would I? I don't know. Right. I know he's done better, but he's in the litigation, so he can't sign contracts. You know, we had to pass on a lot of big contracts because the control that, but I'm not worried.
Because of what's going on with that current
lawsuit.
Let's
put it this way. He's fine. But he's not, just so you know.
And craziest thing is he's still living in your house. Yeah. That's, I mean.
Well, that was our deal. What he said to me 6-7 months ago is, and I don't tell him what to do.
Right.
We talk. I have an opinion. He does exactly, because I trust him from the time he was probably 16. He makes good decisions. But he said to me, I want to go
not
buy.
Not that contract, he didn't.
Well, he didn't. I never saw it. Till when he came back with it, I said it was the worst. But that, you know, you have to live and learn.
Of course.
People say, well, he shouldn't have signed it. Okay, I'll take any 20-year-old kid. Okay, I'll put him in my Lamborghini if I have one, if I'm a young guy. I'll take him out. I'll show him a good time. I'll throw him some girls, and I'll get him drunk when he doesn't drink, and then tell him, sign right here. I'll tear it up. It doesn't mean a thing. And the kid will sign it.
Right.
So for people to say, I wouldn't have signed it, everybody signs.
Right.
They're naive.
Right.
Okay.
I agree. Yeah, for sure.
I've been in many situations where people, as an adult, try and get me to sign contracts, and I go, not doing it. I've gotten up and walked out of, when I'm sitting there with 30 people, you got to sign this. We're going to, I go, I'm out. What are you, and they're arguing, and I just leave.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard when you're pressured and you're doing a business deal because people that aren't in business don't know. They don't know. And when you're told, it doesn't mean anything, we'll throw it away, you trust them.
Right.
Especially and then all of a sudden it's all attorneys going, I mean, anyone that doesn't believe me on contracts, just watch The Social Network. When they brought the guy in, they were buddies. They were best buddies. Zuckerberg, who started Facebook, if you don't know, go watch The Social Network.
Yep.
He brought in his best friend. They said, hey, we got some papers for you to sign. And he looked at everyone. He said, you read this? And they said, yeah, he signed it. And he diluted his own stock and wrote himself out of the company because Zuckerberg stuck him in the back with a knife. So if you want to get to who stuck who with a knife, it's the guy that tells you, sign the contract, I won't screw you. That's the guy sticking the knife. It's already in your back. Not after the fact when you go, why am I not making any money? Watch this. Listen to these words. A person I know never got any money at all from their contract. A person I know never got a dime. No 1099. So,
who is this person you know?
Just a nice person I know.
Okay. Are you supposed to assume something here?
No. Just saying.
Okay.
See, when you work for someone, you've worked for people, and yes. I have, you get a 1099. Right?
No, yeah, yeah. When you're a contractor, when you're an independent contractor.
And when you don't get a 1099, that means you didn't make any money, right?
Right.
Imagine that.
Maybe they just haven't sent the 1099 yet.
Well, they got to send something with it called money.
Right.
If you don't get any money, you don't need a 1099.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
See, the truth is always different than a BS in life. Everyone wants to BS. I don't want to BS. I just tell the truth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you're doing well. You raise a couple of really successful kids who are doing what they love, making a shitload of money.
All four of them are. I mean, Pierce is just starting to stream.
Is he? Pierce is your youngest son.
Yeah.
How old is he?
19.
19, okay.
And I told him, I said, what do you want to do? And he was gaming, and I said, you're on Fortnite. You gotta get in the family business.
The family business.
Well, I may stream. I'll play poker.
You're streaming right now.
I'm gonna do a podcast.
You should. You're really good at talking.
I want to bring you in and we'll do a.
I'll come in.
We'll do duels.
Duels.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna do dual podcasts. You're gonna do it on your channel. I'm gonna do it on mine.
Okay.
But we're gonna be there. That way, everyone don't see, because here's what happens with money. Everybody gets greedy. I want it, you know, and I believe that Empower, like Jack's running his own business. He has his own LLC. Turner has his, like, five of them. And I have my own company. It's just the way it's easier. You don't have any fights over money or arguing. I want my audience. And what I love is people say, you're doing it for the clout. I'm like, what? I don't care about clout. What am I going to do with it? What does it get me? You know, a long time ago when the kids were doing
clout,
this,
what does clout get you? That's a good question.
I don't know. People are very interested.
Can we define clout real quick?
Clout would be subscribers that you get people's attention based on my son. Say Tfue's dad, I'm using him, and you know that my only interest is to promote him. If you look on my Instagram, it's all about him or Jack
right.
or my daughter.
Right.
Because I don't, what am I going to do with the clout? Wow, I've got a bunch of subscribers that no one cares about.
And people basically judge how important you are based on how many followers
well,
you have.
Yeah, right? But that's seven-year-olds.
Seven-year-olds. Yeah. And everybody at the FaZe Clan, because they call it the Clout House.
Well, but they lost the C. Did you know that?
It's called the Lout House now?
Yes, it's now the, well, it's just the L. I mean, turn her left. That was it.
Yeah.
And now the guy's girlfriend left, the main guy. I mean, I'd look in the mirror and go, I must be really screwing up here when my main guy and my girlfriend split, right? That's and I'm hiring 12-year-olds, having them do videos. That's pretty embarrassing in my opinion, but I don't care. You know, I wish them well. I hope they do very well.
Maybe he's just doing it for clout. Maybe it's just a big scheme just to get more clout.
I guess. I don't know what we're going to do with it. Like a long time ago, somebody asked me, isn't when Jack was big with Jug Squad and we had hundreds. I mean, he's bigger now than he was then. But there were hundreds of kids coming. And somebody goes, wow, isn't that great? Don't you love being, you know, involved in all this? And I go, if it doesn't get me laid and it doesn't get me paid, I don't care.
But you do love it. You can tell that you love it.
I love what they do.
Yeah.
No, but I love I can tell
it's very obvious that you enjoy. It's like you've almost like found a whole new life by everything that they've created. It seems like that from my perspective.
Because it's just the family unit.
Right. No,
it's
yeah.
It's just as exciting
right.
as when Jack was 4 years old and we went to Myrtle Beach and he was surfing on a boogie board in 7-foot waves and people were standing, a crowd watching him. You see, it's the dynamic of my family.
Right.
I love watching them successful.
And it's rare to see someone's parent be involved in so much of what they do, even at this stage in their life. Like, no matter what they're doing, I mean, obviously 99% of it takes place at your home, so you can't help but not be there. But it seems like you're always there, involved, and you're always a big part of whatever they're doing.
I'm just trying to help, whatever I can do.
Yeah.
But,
well, you're a great dad. You should be proud of yourself.
You look at the Kardashian woman. I mean, she runs their businesses. No, but I admire her business acumen.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got the one girl, a billionaire, and that girl's got 15 employees.
Which one, Kylie or yeah, Kendall?
The one doing the makeup.
Kylie, yeah.
And then...
Well, they're all million. They're all multi-fucking millionaires.
Yeah, but she's a billionaire. She's the youngest billionaire in the world.
Kylie Jenner.
Woman, yeah. And it's mom, business acumen. I mean, that's, you know, they listen. And yeah. then you look at Taylor Swift, her dad has been running her career from day one.
Yeah, he isn't.
And I'm just talking about the business end. The business. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not interested in agent. I don't want to go out and, you know, book them. And I don't care about that. All I look at is the contracts that with the attorney. They send it to the attorney. I'll read it. I might make a notation.
Mm-hmm.
And if Turner wants to do a deal, he does it. If he doesn't want to do a deal, he doesn't do it.
Right.
I don't rail. I'm not in on it. I'm not getting a percentage. So I'm not like an agent. You have to do this or I'm not going to be your agent. That's what they do. That's the problem Taylor Swift had with Scooter Braun. Is Scooter Braun, I talked to a guy, went through Taylor's dad, and he said, you can't get these agents. Because they would scream at her, you have to go here. You have to do this. I'm your agent. And she was like 16, 15. And he was, you know, and he did it all through her career. And that's why she got rid of him. Is the agents become the enemy.
Because they're just chasing a commission, right?
Yeah, they're chasing a commission. They don't care what you do. You're like a show pony. Take them to every circus in town. Work them to death. And my thing is, Turner already works 12 hours a day. When are you going to get him to work more? He doesn't need to work more. He already works. Jack outworks almost every human I've ever met in hours put in. He does.
Doing what?
He does the YouTube and, you know, preparing and
shooting and editing videos.
Yeah. I mean, he's always working. Always.
Going back to Taylor Swift and agents and stuff. There's one of the weirdest, creepiest fucking things is the Hollywood parents that want their children to be stars, like actors. Mm-hmm. And these parents will, I forget, there's like a name for them. I can't remember what it is right now. But their goal in life is to get their kids to be famous somehow. So they mail in their headshots to random addresses. Right, they'll find casting agencies or talent agencies or whatever, and they take their kids and they just ship their headshots to these random places, to these agencies with the address attached. Right. Like, there's parents that are just trying to feed off getting stage their kids success. Stage parents, yeah.
Well, here's
that's a weird fucking thing. Like,
well, when I lived there, I lived in Hollywood. I had a duplex, and my neighbor was working for the biggest talent agency in Hollywood. When I had a baby, I said to him, you know, I was thinking I'm going to send my wife and they'll do like commercials, like baby. And he goes, and this is a guy in the business. He had the top talent, top guys, you know, like Tom Cruise. I mean, he had the top guys. And he said, over my dead body. And I said, why? And he said, they're all a bunch of perverts and weirdos and scum.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let your daughter around them. I said, it's a baby. He said, doesn't matter. No. And I learned from him. He stood in front of me, and I respected the guy. He was the top agent in Hollywood for talent. And he said, it's not a business for children. So when my daughter wanted to do YouTube at 15, I said, no way. Because I learned from him. And that's why when I see people signing kids up 12, 14 years old and dragging them to Hollywood, I'm like, there's nothing good going to happen. Especially if your name is high in your name, you're going to be high all the time. So it's really a bad thing to bring children in that environment. Because, and another thing, I was in a nightclub with a very, very, one of the top actors in Hollywood. And I look over and there's a girl, she's 12 and she's drinking. And I go, what's going on? He goes, it's Drew Barrymore. She's a movie star. Her parents were the biggest stars in Hollywood going back 40 years.
Holy shit.
And they allowed her to drink. Because in Hollywood, if you're a kid and you're making money, if you're in Hollywood and you're a kid and you're making a lot of money, you can do whatever the heck you want. To this day, you want drugs, they'll get you drugs. As long as you make that system money, they'll protect you. So I learned those lessons a long time ago, and they stayed out of it. They, you know, we did YouTube here, but I was pretty much around the whole time, and Jack did it. And
how old was Jack when he started doing YouTube?
He was probably 14, but it was all...
I can't believe you didn't let your daughter do it. She could have been just as big as Tfue right now.
She'll probably make more money than them and the company she's with. Why did she need to? What's the rush? Here's the point.
There's no rush.
There's no rush when you're having a child soon.
I am.
You should be a kid as long as you can. So you should have fun, no worries about money, go out and play, learn, figure out what you want to do, and do it later. Because if we go back to Drew Barrymore, and I can go 100 different examples in the last 5 years, kid stars don't have a childhood. So they lost their childhood.
Yeah.
They then get into drugs and alcohol. They don't know how to handle it. Yeah. And they screw their entire lives up.
Right.
That's why you don't want them to rush into it.
Right.
Why?
Yeah, kid stars turn out fucked up for the most part.
So I don't see any advantage of being a big star as a child on YouTube. You're going to have a screwed up life.
Yeah.
Okay, people are sticking kids in with older men so that they can become famous in gaming. I do not know a parent. I don't know one parent that would let a 12 or 14-year-old boy hang around 28, 30-year-old men that are drinking. It never would happen. Mm-hmm. But the lure of the kid will be successful, and I'll tell you this, I'll make this clear. If you tell me he's living his dream, that's what a parent does, is keeps a kid from becoming an adult. Because why don't we just put kids at Walmart at 8? He wants to work at Walmart. He's 8, and that's his dream. Why don't you let him do it? Well, because the government says you got to be 13. And even when you're 13, you can only work 20 hours, and you have to go to school. That's why they make the rules. Mm-hmm. But see, Hollywood perverts the rules.
Right.
They say, okay, you can be on a TV show and you're famous. It doesn't mean anything. What about going to school with your friends or being schooled at home and being a kid? Let kids be kids. That's my mantra. Let them be kids. Then there's time. Jack and Turner done very well. So the proof's in the pudding.
Proof is in the motherfucking pudding.
Right. When your baby's born, you're going to say.
My baby's born, I'm going to say.
I'm not going to put her on the podcast and try and make her famous.
It's a boy.
It is a boy. Congratulations. Thanks, man. That's a big thing in a podcast. He's got a boy.
It's a boy.
His name will live on.
His name will be LeBron. LeBron Jones. Is that? No, maybe I should give him a regular name.
B-Ron. Yeah, they'll just screw him up. Then he'll try and live.
I was just going to name him LeBron and send him to Hollywood.
Good.
No. Don't do that?
You won't do that.
Okay.
You're not going to do that.
All right, I'll name him. I'll give him a normal nothing, name.
Hollywood is just a... It's like my friend who's lived out there his whole life.
I was just going to let him...
filled with crooks, liars, and thieves.
Well, when he turns one, I was just going to send him to the FaZe Clan.
There you go. And maybe I'll write up a crayon thing that says, I'm 10. I am 10.
Yes. I love it. Hey, do we have anyone that wants to call and talk to Dick? Any phone numbers? No, not one?
Not one. Nobody wants.
Bullshit.
We covered all the subjects. They don't need us.
There's nobody?
They're all asleep. I put them to sleep.
Now, the problem is everybody, they're all obsessed with Ben. They only want to hear from Ben and hear him talk about real estate because they're fascinated by his net worth and his outgoing personality.
Yeah.
Well, they think he's the smartest person on earth.
That may be true, but he has no friends.
He says that himself, that he has no friends.
Oh, but he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care.
He doesn't care. And you know, that's fine. It works for him.
Before you met him when you came on the first podcast at his house,
right.
You had been watching like a couple of Life for Sale episodes. And then when you met him on the podcast and we did like a 45 minute to an hour long podcast, you had an epiphany about Ben.
And what was it?
You said to me that he didn't translate or something like that.
No. When I first saw your videos,
yeah,
I thought Ben was Gandolfi from
Sopranos,
because I thought, this guy's a great actor. Then when I met him, I thought, he's just a putz. And you're the great videographer. You're the great director and producer. You were using a guy to showcase your incredible storytelling. And you made Ben bigger than life. And that's hard to do because he can't even look down and see his penis for the last 15 years.
That's true.
So, I mean, you're the reason that he is who he is on the internet.
Yeah.
But not, if it had been someone else, he wouldn't have been anything because they wouldn't have gotten an audience.
Yeah.
You took
an interesting insight coming from you.
A pig's ear and made a silk purse.
A pig's ear to a silk purse. Yeah. Well, it's he's not that complex. He's a really simple.
Yeah. And his real estate acumen is so basic that you could buy a book. He's just because he's bombastic, overbearing, and looks larger in life because you've made him look larger in life. People find him appealing because the whole interest of society now is to be famous and rich,
right,
and neither make any difference to your wife or your children. And that's the only thing that matters in life is your wife and children. What they think of you matters. And sometimes that doesn't matter. I mean, because you can't always make people happy. They right. can say, well, I don't like my dad. Well, that's tough. You only get one. Mine died when I was 12. When you don't have, and I think that, you know, Ben's root cause is he didn't have a father. So he acts out. Mm-hmm. That's his whole thing, is he's that way.
Well, he's exactly like his mother, who is a psychopath.
Really?
Yeah. He literally is like the male version of his mother.
So he's working on being a psychopath. He's just a sociopath.
So, yeah.
Working his way up.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's how the ladder
is. He's climbing
of psychology.
The ladder. He's climbing the ladder, yes. Yeah. No, but that's the biggest revelation I had with Ben, was that when I met his mom, I realized he is so much fucking like his mom.
But see, he had no father to backhand him say, don't do this.
Well, and, he had a father, but he, in his own words, he says his father had no backbone. His father was, you know, was cheap. He was like a, I don't know what you would call it. He was spineless, or he didn't have balls. He said,
how long right. did he know him, when he was five?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they split up at one point, but he said, my dad had no balls.
Where is
he? Tried to pinch every
did
penny.
Die?
He died, yeah, a couple of years ago when he was like 93 or something like that.
Well, he did pretty good.
Yeah.
Hope to get shot in the back at 98 by a jealous husband.
What?
That's how I want to go.
That's how you want to go?
98 and shot in the back by a jealous husband.
That's a good way to go.
Got to go sometime.
Yeah.
You got to help people. You got to do things. You know, Jack goes and works with kids on the beach for free on, like, tonight and Thursdays. Hundreds of kids come up and he spends time with them. And he doesn't need to do that. Turner, he's given out hundreds of thousands to charity. My daughter worked with kids for years in teaching them drama and that type of thing. And Pierce is nice to everyone. Everyone loves Pierce. And that's what matters, is what you give back, not what you take, how much your house is. And the only reason Ben bought that big house is when I went to his house, he goes, where do you live? And I go, I live on the front row. I'm on the beach, and you're in the back row here in the backwater. And I think that burned his butt. And he said, I got to get to the front row. But he doesn't walk down the beach. I never seen him walk down.
No,
I bet
he's
never walked down the beach.
He don't leave the patio.
Yeah.
He don't touch the sand.
Tell him I'll come over and blow up his house.
He's not that far from you. He literally lives.
I've walked past his house a billion times. I mean, all he did is, you know, he took it from a broke baseball player.
Yeah.
Nobody else would step up to the plate. And he'll flip it, and he won't even care.
People like the baseball player that he took the house, that he bought the house from, Ryan Howard,
right.
who make shitload. He was like one of the highest paid, if I'm not mistaken. He got one of the highest contracts in Major League Baseball. One of the highest paying contracts.
But if you don't have it invested and you're just spending
right.
it.
But now I think he's an analyst for ESPN.
Yeah, he makes a couple million.
And he had to get rid of the house.
Right.
So it's saying that, you know, maybe he didn't invest it wisely. So
he invested in the house. I mean, to his credit, he was building it when the crash came, and he literally held up hundreds of guys' livelihoods. Mm-hmm. All the trucks would be there all the time working when there was no work in construction. So, he actually helped the economy out for a lot of guys.
Yeah.
You know, in a very tough time. And he built a beautiful house.
It is.
But he, you know, I mean.
Beautiful McMansion.
I mean, Turner's going to have investments, and he is investing, and he has very smart money managers, and he's not going to go down that route. Because, like, Turner's money came so quick. You know, this year came so quick. It was like a lottery. You know, it's a lottery. You don't have. It wasn't like.
What's his tax bracket? What's he got to pay back? 40%.
I assume. I don't talk to the accountants. I don't. I honestly,
right.
I bring in the right people.
Mm-hmm.
They're money managers, top money managers at Merrill Lynch, Bank of America. We're not dealing with Joe Blow out of Hollywood who says I'm good with money, or Bernie Madoff. We're dealing with, you know, straight line and people that have lots of money recommended them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's these, and he's not in any risk. He owns, like, they bought him, I saw this come by, they bought him farm shares.
Farm shares.
Yeah, I'm using farm. What's going to happen next year when the election is all the farm states will get a huge amount of money from the government. And then
why?
Because he needs those states.
Oh, okay.
So these guys, and I called the guy, I said, why'd you buy that? I said, is this the reason? And he goes, gets real quiet. Well, that could be the reason. I said, I guess they hit that on the head.
Wow.
See, and when you're up, way up, you look at things a different way.
Yeah.
And you know that money's going to flow a different way. It's kind of like the Wizard of Omaha, whatever that guy, Berkshire Hathaway, the richest man in the world.
Yep.
What people don't understand, all these environmentalists were out there screaming, we don't want the Keystone Pipeline. Well, this is terrible. And they made Obama say, oh, we're not going to bring oil down from Canada to the refineries. We don't want the Keystone Pipeline.
Right.
Well, guess why?
Why?
Obama's best friend was Berkshire Hathaway, this guy who owns the railroads. And he was shipping all the oil the most dangerous way into possible, 100 freight cars full of crude down to the refineries. And he didn't want the pipeline because that cut out his railroads. But they made it out like they're environmentally sensitive. So you just, all you need is the information. It's all there. And you connect the dots.
Right.
But they made it out as environmental.
We got a couple phone numbers. You want to do like two calls?
Are they single?
We'll find out.
Okay. Not men. I'm sorry. It's nothing personal. But
dude on the...
They're going to call people. You know, I was in the payphone business.
Make sure it's connected to Bluetooth.
People don't even know what a payphone is. I was in
the payphone. Nowadays, nobody knows what
the payphone is. Here's where I put in payphones. My white self.
Yeah.
South Central LA.
In Compton,
Inglewood,
right?
Compton. The worst areas in the middle 80s, late 80s. Killing people, everything. I was dealing with gangbangers all the time. I can still, to this day, read graffiti.
You were physically installing them on the streets?
Yeah, I'd put them in, and they'd come up and they'd go, you know, and what I learned is I was a minority there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, and, but, you know, I went to integrated schools from the time I was in eighth grade, so I get along with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they come up and they'd start in on me. They trying to see. And I go, I'm putting a phone in. It's got the phone number on it. It rings in because nobody allowed the phones to ring in because they didn't want it. Mm-hmm. And I'd say, here's your office, guys. Everyone loved my phones. And I also charged 20 cents. Everyone charged a quarter. And they said, why? I said, the perception of value. They're putting a quarter in, but it says 20 cents. See what I mean?
Mm.
And a nickel today doesn't mean anything, but in those days it meant a little bit.
Yeah. You want to call Ben?
Yeah. Why?
Of course they want Ben.
Who cares?
Yeah, call him.
I'll put a blimp suit on and insult Danny.
Danny. I don't even know what the fuck I'm here for.
You're fucking nothing. What, you're a fucking idiot.
You got me on here all the time.
What else?
Nothing. I don't know why I'm on here. I got this dumbass always asking me dumbass questions. I don't know why I'm doing it. Why do I do this for you? I don't see why I do it for you.
Snap-on Tools.
Who is this?
Adam Wolak from New Jersey.
Adam Wolak from New Jersey.
I like Snap-on Tools.
Love
good.
Are you calling to talk to Tfue's dad?
Well, you know, kind of, but I kind of miss Ben and Jimmy, and your shows are amazing. Deckhands is amazing. Ben is just hilarious. But I'm into video games a little bit.
Okay.
That's who he is, right? His father?
Yeah, his father, now, Tfue, is the video game guy, yes. This is his father.
So do you want to play video games and make money?
You want to make money playing video games?
No. I just watch people that do it, and I'm just so amazed, like, how people can actually do that and, you know, make money doing that. It's just amazing.
It is amazing, isn't it?
Especially that Twitch. Do you have any information about that Twitch, like how it works and how you do make money doing that?
Yeah, you go on Twitch. And you create an account so you can game. And then when you get, like, I don't know, 500, then you can monetize it. This is how it works. You have a Amazon Prime?
I do.
Okay. You have, within Amazon Prime, you can go on a Twitch channel like my son's. And you can watch him, but if you want to talk to him, you have to be subscribed. Well, Amazon Prime gives you one free subscription. So you could go on my son's channel while you're watching him, and then you could subscribe. He makes $4.50 from Amazon, and you're able to type.
And how long does the subscription last?
Per month.
Like,
you have to re-up it every
monthly,
month.
Yeah.
But you can buy multiple.
But it's free for all the... And so what the kids do is they get their parents to say, oh, I don't care. It's free. It's within the $110 or whatever, $120. And Ninja became the expert because he saw this, and because they opened it up, they said they'd give free to, you know, they could increase Twitch viewership. So he saw this as a great opening and got kids to talk their parents, and he was making $1 million a month last year.
Wow. Yeah, I saw my friend's kids. They're just sitting in front of the computer, and I'm wondering, why are you watching someone play video games and just watching them, you know, when you can be playing it yourself?
Yeah, I mean, to us as adults, I'd rather watch paint dry.
Yeah, like maybe to learn. I don't know why these kids are doing it.
Well, in my kid's case, he's an entertainer, so they go there to listen and be entertained.
Yeah.
And talk to, and they could, because I don't know how it's hard if he's playing the video game, right? And how can he communicate back
on the screen
and read the comments?
Well, it's all a chat room. It's like a chat type thing.
But he's so good, he'll look over at the chat and he'll make a remark once in a while. But a lot of the kids, they're talking to each other, too. Somebody will make a comment, and another kid will make a comment back to him. So there's a lot of interaction, between the comments. And then they can, this is the nuttiest thing, because I walked in his room a couple years ago, and I saw on the screen, donation, $400. And after he was done, I said,
I said,
wait a minute. What did that mean? He says, this guy gave me $400.
Someone just gave him $400. Right.
So I said, are you meeting him in a park later? And I was serious. I was concerned. And he said, no, they donate.
What?
I said, this is high-tech begging. That's the way I look at it, honestly.
And what does the guy that gave the $400 get out of that? Nothing. Just
whatever his name is, let's say it's because they all have pseudonyms, is Joe's Bar and Grill or Sam the Killer, goes on the screen and it stays on the screen. So the approbation is seeing their name on his channel. I mean, it's kind of a thin thing we live in these days. I mean, that's the most bizarre.
Amazing.
I mean, the other day, he jumps out the window of the house occasionally, and we're on a first floor, but it's still concrete. So I was standing outside, and he came flying out the window. I'm like, what? And he hurt himself. And I go, what'd you do that for? And he says, somebody gave me
$2,500. Someone gave him $2,500 to do that on, yep, the, yep, on the channel, yep, on the show.
And wow. I said, can Nate give me that? I'll jump out of the window all day. I'll do it all night. You know, I've never gotten $400 given to me. You know, it's a crazy world.
Hey, Danny, did you ever hear of the Delray Misfits or Jason Genova?
No. Who is that?
They do like a fitness YouTube, and this guy, Jason Genova, makes these YouTube videos for like 10 years, and he's kind of like slow and has autism, but he has a big following. He uses that Twitch, and people like make fun of him on there, but they donate, and they try to get him, you know, to jerk off, to get naked, you know,
jerk
stuff
off
like that. They embarrass him.
Yeah, I've heard about that. He's obviously a great guy because he's figuring you can say whatever the hell you want as long as I get paid.
Can't do that shit on Twitch, though.
Right. He wants that $5. $5 coming in. But he's very – he's not good at the game. You know, he's just doing it because he wants to make money. Because
he gets the money and people just berate him.
If he's got a handicap like that, God love him. That I find that the people offensive – but the kids found a way to make a living from his own handicap.
Yeah.
And he's willing to take it. You know, that's cool. I hope he's well grounded because it
and now
could
you were
drive
saying,
you crazy.
You know, about Amazon. You were talking about Amazon. I mean,
Amazon
I have a
owns
Snap-on
Twitch.
Tool. Yeah, I have a Snap-on tool franchise, so I sell Snap-on tools. But I'll sell anything else. You know, if a customer wants a different brand. It's gotten so bad that I've bought stuff on Amazon, you know, for the customer and just sold, you know, raised the price a little bit just to compete with the other markets out there. That's how bad it's getting that I have to go on Amazon, buy different brands and sell that.
You can also look into reselling on Amazon where you don't even touch the equipment. There's a bunch of companies and guys will buy from Amazon and they're reselling
like the
it. They're not getting the actual stuff. They're using the stock from Amazon, changing the name and description, and they don't do anything. Right. They don't. The Amazon sends it out, ships it, and you're making a $5 on
just
a
arbitrage.
Tool. Yeah.
Wow.
And you're smart enough. You've been in the game. You could probably make a living.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see you could buy those mystery packages, too, or you can buy returned products on Amazon, like a whole bunch of, for like $100, you can get a whole bunch of products or auctions that they do or something like that. Or maybe that's eBay, where you buy all this stuff that's been returned, and then you can resell it or maybe just keep it for yourself, and it could be worth a lot more. So they just don't want to send it back or throw it out or something like that.
Yeah,
yep. It's amazing, isn't it?
But
cool,
but
man.
Thanks for the call. Hey, Danny, I was just in Clearwater because they said that you guys just got rated #1 beaches in the U.S., so I had to go check it out on 4th of July weekend, and it was amazing. I stayed at the, what was that?
Sanpearl?
Not the Sheridan. Shepherd's Inn or something like that?
Oh, yeah, Shepherd's, yeah. That's
that's
Dick's friend.
And I walked all the way down by to try to find Ben's house, but I think it was just too far. I turned
You'd
around.
You had to walk on water. Like. You'd had to walk on water because he's across the bay.
He's over the
inlet.
Bridge.
Yeah.
He's on Bel Air Beach.
Oh, that's
close, right next to Indian Rocks Beach.
You were about a mile and a half.
20 minutes.
South.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, a mile
more south.
That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost.
Yep.
Well, good luck with your son, Danny. Keep
Thank
up
you.
The good work.
Thank you.
All
Thank
your shows
you.
Are amazing. Deckhand should definitely turn into a series. Yeah. I understand that they don't want Ben because of the way he talks and stuff like that, but Deckhand could have definitely been a series.
Well, it was a series. It was a YouTube series, and I think it's it may have, you know, it couldn't live anywhere but YouTube, maybe HBO, but we're making a Tfue movie next, so stay tuned.
That'd be awesome.
I just spilled the beans.
Maybe a Deckhand.
And we'll have Ben now slap him
in it.
I'll bring Ben on.
We're gonna have Ben go over to Tfue's house, and then Ben and Mike Hunt, or Ben and Dick are gonna
wrestle.
They're gonna wrestle.
Yeah, you should get
in oil
Tfue,
on a
Ben,
trampoline.
Jimmy Hart on the podcast next. Jimmy Hart, Ben, and Tfue.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that'll be great.
And that guy from Deckhand, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, Shane Lee.
Thank you,
Nick. All right, thanks a lot, man. Take care, guys.
Well, thanks for coming on the podcast. We talked about some great things. Thanks for sharing your wisdom and your knowledge with us.
It was a pleasure, Danny.
Thank you. Hopefully we'll have you on again soon.
Thank you, Neil.
Thanks, everybody.